As I've mentioned in previous episodes, I used to work in the produce business in grocery stores and warehouses, and I drove trucks. One of the things I came across frequently were the people who manufacture and package lettuce for sale as chopped and cleaned and chopped in the grocery stores and for restaurants and cafes and whatnot. I always wondered, how do they make that lettuce last so long in a plastic bag? Now, if I go out and I go to the produce department and I buy a head of lettuce off the rack, you know, you pick it up and it's drenched in water and you shake it off and you stuff it in a plastic bag and take it home and you either eat it or it starts to rot within 48 hours, maybe 3 days if you're lucky, because it's drenched, it's soaking wet, and it's in a plastic bag. Now you can take it out of the plastic bag and what does it do? It wilts immediately. It gets very soft and kind of droopy right away in the fridge. So how is this relevant to van life? Well, you know, many of us avoid things that get that rot and get wilty and droopy right away because we don't have that much room to carry stuff. And so we miss out on something as wonderful as fresh lettuce. So I'm sharing a trick with you that I learned from these people who package and sell lettuce in plastic bags to restaurants and in grocery stores. Now, you can just go into the grocery store and buy some pre-chopped lettuce. That's fine. You can do that. It's the simplest way to get lettuce that'll last a long time. Why does it last a long time? Well, you would think, well, they're using some nasty chemical or whatever, but that's actually not what's going on. What they do is they purchase any type of lettuce. It could be green leaf or red leaf or any of the other greens, like specifically softer greens, or it could be head lettuce, as in iceberg. And in the factory where they process that lettuce, it's washed and then it's thoroughly dried. And typically they do that by spinning it. Sometimes they do it by laying it out on cloth or disposable paper towels, something like that. And it's patted dry, but usually it's spun. And then it's chopped and then put, by the way, chopped with almost antiseptically clean knives on very clean white plastic surfaces. And that's because any bacteria at all on the knife or the surfaces that where it's being worked with will cause the lettuce to turn brown. So those are the two tricks: is A, it has to be dry, and B, it has to be clean. Here's what you can do. If you don't want to buy bagged lettuce, which, by the way, costs as much as 4 to 6 times as much as just a regular old head of lettuce, you can go to the grocery store. You can buy a head of, let's say, green leaf lettuce. That's kind of a medium soft lettuce. The red leaf is softer and the iceberg is very firm. So I like green leaf. Sometimes I'll mix it with other lettuces. At any rate, you go and you buy your head of green leaf. You bring it back to the van. And, or let's say back to your home, if you're planning a trip and you want to take lettuce with you, and you use a clean knife on a clean surface, you cut it into the size of pieces for salad. Now, you can do this where you cut the bud off the lettuce and then you set aside the leaves without chopping them up, without cutting them into bite-sized pieces, if you want to use it for sandwiches. And so what I would suggest is, if you like to make sandwiches and put lettuce on them, do a few leaves of whole leaf and then the rest chop it up for salad. At any rate, now go ahead and use a large bowl with some very cold water in it. Cold water is better because if you use warm water with lettuce or any vegetable, it's going to allow the pores in the vegetation to open up and absorb water, and that's going to wilt it faster. It's better to kind of leave the lettuce alone in terms of those of the temperature. So cold water is better, and soak the lettuce now that it's been chopped in the... Actually, you could soak it before or after chopping. Doesn't matter. As long as that water's clean and the bowl is clean. So clean it is the point in cold water. Now take it out, let it drain for a minute, toss it while it drains a bit on a cloth or in a colander. And then if you have a salad spinner, that's the best way, because with a salad spinner, you can really get all of the water off of the lettuce. And what I do, I keep a kind of a medium-sized Salad spinner. OXO makes a great one. I'm going to go ahead and put a link in show notes to a really great durable salad spinner. And now the nice thing about a salad spinner in a van is that it doubles as a serving bowl or a mixing bowl. You've got the slotted spinner inside that interfaces with the lid and allows it to spin, you know, on a balance point at the bottom. And then you have the bowl that it all sits inside of. Well, that can be used for a lot of things. So it's a nice dual purpose thing. You can also stuff a bunch of other stuff in there for storage when you're not using it. I love things like that in the van that have multiple purpose. So anyway, what I do is I put my lettuce in there after it's been chopped and I spin the heck out of it. And then I take the lid off and I toss it and I spin it again. And that's because the one spinning will you'll be just pressing some of the water up against the leaves on the inside and it won't get out and get spun out. And what you'll find is if you toss it just with your fingers a couple times and then re-spin it, you'll find more water comes out after each spinning. Whereas if you just keep spinning without tossing it, you know, the water stops coming out, but then the lettuce is still wet. So that's what I suggest. Spin it 2 to 4 times. And if you don't want to deal with a spinner, you can pat your leaves dry. Do that while they're whole. Get them good and dry. Now put them in a plastic bag, or you can use a Tupperware. Bags are much, much better for space saving. So if you have a heavy Ziploc bag, put your lettuce, your very dry lettuce, in a clean Ziploc bag and squeeze out all of the air and then zip it shut. And do that every time you open it. Use clean hands to take lettuce out. And then when you close it back up, shove all the air out of it again and zip it tight and then put it in the fridge. And as long as you don't freeze it, and I know that can be a challenge with regard to 12-volt fridge freezers, and nonetheless, you don't want to ever freeze lettuce because then it's done. At any rate, as long as you do that, as long as it's dry and you squeeze out all the air, then I've had lettuce last me as long as 6 weeks, still fresh, still crisp, because the oxygen was minimal. And oxygen breaks down vegetation, and I kept it clean, and I kept water out of it. Now, you can also kind of reconstitute lettuce with very cold water. Like, sometimes you may have noticed if you buy chopped lettuce in the bag, you take it out, and it almost has a kind of dusty surface on it, especially where it's been cut. It'll be kind of white. You can take that lettuce and just drop it in very cold water and then take it out, shake it off real good, and make your salad with that. And you'll notice that it's kind of revitalized. And sometimes I'll do that if I've had my lettuce for a while. But yeah, that's my trick for making lettuce last as long as just about any other fresh food. You can do it, as I said, with other greens, even very soft greens like escarole or, the soft greens are escaping my memory at the moment, but you get the idea. Okay, enjoy your salad and let me know how you make salad in your camper van. I'd love to hear about it. Fresh foods, it's summertime. Let's talk about making van life food. podcast@vansage.com is how you reach me. And cool. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk soon. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care, have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. Running down to the station, get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear it coming now.